It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Where we always throw it back, and not just on a Thursday. Flashback time to the year
1994.
And since we're going to send you to him, coming up at 8 o'clock as the frozen peas, which are now, by the way, in the freezer, they go into the tank for Will It Float at 8. I figured we'd do a little Clay Walker, and one we've not touched before. It is,
if I could make a living out of loving you,
one of his signature
tunes. I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do.
If I could make a living
out of loving you.
Big hit for Mr. Clay Walker. And it was written by Keith Stegall, Roger Murra, and Alan Jackson.
Whoa!
Of course, recorded by Clay Walker. And it came out September of 94. It was the opening first single off the title track of the album, same name, If I Could Make a Living. It was Clay's fifth song that he released, and it subsequently became his fourth number one hit, too. In 93 and 94, man, Clay Walker on fire. But yes, Alan Jackson wrote If I Could Make a Living, and really, it was mostly his words behind it, with a little help of Roger Murra and his buddy Keith Stegall. But AJ decided to toss it. Alan Jackson thought it would never be a hit, so Clay Walker ended up picking it up, and it became one of his biggest hits. And that happened because of a mutual friend, Keith Stegall, who's a really good friend with Alan Jackson, one of the writers of the song, but producer with Clay Walker and worked with him on this album. So he's the one that brought this song to Clay. Now, AJ didn't think it would be a hit, didn't really like it, and Clay initially didn't either. In fact, even though the song came out to, and I guess they used to do this back in the Nashville paper, there'd be a critic that would criticize and give grades to all the songs that were released.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I think that went by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
But Clay said, even though it got really favorable ratings, said, I didn't pick the musicians or anything for this song. Said, I'm not saying, this is a quote, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing songs that have pop-type melodies. Come on now. But I feel, said, it's like a little more steel guitar, perhaps. He also didn't like the length. Said, it's a really, really short song. It's only 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Yeah. Actually, that's what the record companies like. And
the radio version is 2 minutes and 3 seconds, Clay.
Whoa.
So he said, every night I sing this at concert. This is back in the day, he said this. He said, every night I sing it, I think, man, this is not enough. Well, it was enough. Did a lot of great things. Also, a video which has a little interesting cameo. A young Angela Kinsey is one of the extras in it. She would later become Angela, the cat lover on The Office.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was his fourth number one. By the way, the song it replaced on the charts, Alan Jackson, Living on Love. So AJ got the writing credit, the money, and the check.
If I could